Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. To find us online, go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast. Okay. For those folks just tuning in on today's broadcast, End Time World News is an independent and alternative media organization, folks. We're dedicated to finding truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. So that's what we are, and we are dedicated to nothing but the truth. And I just want you folks to be able to know that and realize that we're a podcast also about hope, God, Jesus Christ, current and world events, and also the second coming of Jesus Christ, our Lord and personal Savior. So let's get into today's news. Today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. Dated Thursday, July 15th, 2021. And I want to say before we get into today's podcast, folks, I have to throw a disclaimer here. This disclaimer is so the internet police does not come and get me, arrest me, or any other crazy thing. We're living in crazy times, folks. We're living in the last days. We're living in crazy times. It's going to get a lot crazier. It's going to get a lot hectic. It's going to get a lot stressful. There's going to be all kinds of crazy things happening in these end times here as the years go by. We wish they would go by sooner than later, at least I do, so our Lord and personal Savior Jesus Christ can return. But again, it's going to get crazy. So my disclaimer is I'm not a doctor, dentist, lawyer. I'm not a medical care are going to give you medical care advice or prescribe anything. However, under the Freedom of Information Act and the First Amendment free speech here in the United States of America, I bring you this alternative news and information that I'm about to provide for you as so you can have your ideas and this news and information so you can form your own thoughts, ideas, and opinions as to what you want to do and how you want to handle yourself as a Christian and as your family, how you want to handle yourself, whether or not you choose to get this COVID vaccine. Okay? I just want you to know that. I'm not I don't take sides in this. I just try to bring you a Christian perspective. I try to bring you eye-opening news from one Christian to other Christians to believers and non-believers alike. I want to give you as much information so you can open up your eyes and you can say, wow, Eric, I didn't really know that was going on. And I'll say, yeah, man, that's really going on right now. So let's get into today's news. And again, Thursday, July 15th, 2021, today's news from naturalnews.com. The headline says as follows. Macron, this is the French president, Emmanuel Macron. Macron says French citizens who want to shop, dine, travel, or worship must be vaccinated for COVID. In order for the citizens of France to now enter the new normal, and this is what they're going to do, folks, is they're going to use this, and the elites are using this, and again, the elites being, and somebody will say, well, you know, Eric, why do you get into so details? Well, because you guys need to know, God works through people, folks. Let me just say this. God works through people. Okay. The devil also and his demons work through people. You have to understand that there's just that little bit of commonality. That's it. There's no commonality between God and the devil. I'm not trying to get that. I'm just saying God works miracles through people. Okay. At anybody can be saved and can be brought back around. Okay. But also the devil and his demons. He has servants. He has demons. We know that. Lucifer, the devil, Satan, he works through his demons. These demonic people that are behind this, and I've called this out on tons and tons of podcasts. I'll do it one more time here, okay, folks? These demonic people that have interest in pharmaceutical companies, interest in governments, interest, they play both government sides, in other words, pro and con, just like they do here in the United States, Democrat and Republican. These families that are the top three or four families that have controlling interest are the Rothschilds family, okay? David Rothschild, Jacob Rothschilds, on and on and on, their bloodline, okay? The Rockefeller family, they're right up there. They're just under the Rothschilds in the bloodline, the Rockefellers. The Bilderberg Group. The Bilderberg Group is a group that they both invested in, and it controls, that's the business section, that controls the interest of these pharmaceutical companies and directions. And they own the banking industry, pharmaceutical, media industry, communications. I can go on and on and on. The Rothschild family, their tentacles, if you will, own practically almost 98%, 99% of the world almost. Their tentacles go all around in every facet, every institution, education, military. I can go on and on and on. You name the industry, and Rothschilds still has either them or their bloodline still has some type of control in that industry or investment or stockholders, so on and so forth. So you have to understand there's a demonic presence, and it is to depopulate the world. So with that said, let me get back to the article. In order for France to enter the new normal, they must get vaccinated for the Wuhan coronavirus, insist French President Emmanuel Macron. In a recent announcement, Macron outlined his plan for, here we go, the New World Order in France, which will require all residents to receive an injection for the Fauci flu in order to shop, drink at bars, restaurants, travel, and worship. Pretty much no part of French life will be accessible for anyone who has not received this mark of the beast. Proof in which we have shown before a person is allowed inside a grocery store or an airplane or anything else. French citizens will need to show a sanitary pass which shows their bodies are clean thanks to the vaccine in order to gain entry into virtually anywhere outside their homes, including going to their workplaces. Basically, this is going to be all kinds of social activities, going to the movie theater, restaurant, bar, concert hall, and all the rest, explained Marc Perlman, France 24's French politics editor. During a recent television segment on Macron's announcement, the employees of those places will need to get a sanitary pass, Perlman added, revealing that Macron wants to shift the burden to the unvaccinated as a form of punishment for the noncompliance with his directive. Okay, and again, this is French President Emmanuel Macron. So that's what you have to understand, folks. Is this is leading us, and this is the mark of the beast, okay? You can't buy, sell, or trade, and that's what people don't understand, and they argue with me, and people do not understand, and they're like, oh, Eric, that would never come here. You're mistaken, and blah, 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 and on and on and on, but this is happening. I'm here in Florida, in Central Florida, in the United States. I want to read to you just while we're on this topic real quick before I finish. Revelation chapter 13, go down to verse, I'm going to pick it up at verse 16 through 18 real quick, folks. Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 through 18. And this is, I'm pulling this up online real quick. BibleGateway.com is my reference. I'm pulling this up, Holy Bible. And he hath causeth all, big and small, and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive the mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, say he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. So a lot of people keep saying, Eric, you know, you keep harping on this. You keep harping on this. Why do you keep harping on this? I do, because this is the beast, folks. This is the beast. You have to understand that what's in this is here to depopulate the world. You take these shots, that they are going to end up maiming you. They're going to eventually end up killing you. You'll die of an early death. You can have cardiac problems. You can have blood clots. I mean, I could go on and on and on. Again, I'm not a doctor, dentist, lawyer, so I'm not going to sit there and tell you 100 million things what it's going to cause. But I can tell you this, folks, from one Christian to another, it's going to kill you eventually, and probably sooner than later. So you have to understand where this person's going. And he's taking orders. He's taking orders from the Rothschilds and the elites and Rockefellers. And this is what they're being told to do. This is what they're being told to do. Media is being told to pump it up. Media is being told, and same with healthcare, inflate the numbers. We have to keep a lie going. This went back to Germany, to World War II. Okay, I'm getting sidetracked a little bit, but let me tell you history about propaganda. Germany, World War II, Goebbels was the propaganda minister that Hitler had in charge of running the propaganda ministry, campaign, lies, and their slogan was, if you tell a lie long enough, it becomes true. Okay, that's just in a nutshell. I'm kind of paraphrasing a little bit, but that's in a nutshell. That's right on. So you have to understand, these elite families, again, are pushing these vaccines because they want to kill each and every one of us. Not just you, folks, me too, on the other end of this microphone. They want to kill all of us because there's too many of us in the world. We're approaching, by the way, for the numbers, we're approaching almost 8 billion, with a B, billion people in the world. They want to get us down to 500 million, so you can do the facts. So 7.5 billion people are going to have to go here. You understand what I'm saying? And this isn't just me. This is what they printed on the Georgia Guidestones. I mean, this is all over. This is these Satanists. These are Satanist people, folks. I mean, I'm calling people out. Most pastors, 99% of all pastors, almost, I want to say almost 100%, but I'll say 99.99998%, okay? Most pastors will not tell you the information that I'm telling you. I'm telling you the truth. And time, as it's proven right now, has proven me right over and over and over and over. It's not about being right, folks. Although that helps, the truth shall set you free. It's about getting the word out to you folks listening to this podcast that we're truly in the last days. If this is happening in France, and this is the mark of the beast style, total control, total domination, as they do a global reset for a new world order. You keep hearing the NWO, or New World Order. Australia's going through this, and they're fighting a little bit, but they're going through that. They're taking it, laying down, and they're just being massacred as far as that. The people won't do anything. A smaller country over there in New Zealand, under that Prime Minister Jacinda Arnett, whatever her name is, over there in New Zealand. They've totally controlled and locked everything down. and it's opening up a little bit, but not very much. They're doing the same thing. They're doing it before they hit the mother load, and they'll do it in these smaller countries, including Great Britain, a population between 60 and 70 million. They'll do it in these smaller countries. Then they'll come to the big boys. The big boys would be Russia. The big boys would be obviously China, which China's letting up. And then, of course, the big boy is over here, the grand prize for the elites is the United States. So you have to understand, I'm not trying to scare anybody, but I want you to know we are living in the last days. We don't have years and years and years. People are, oh, I'm going to make 10-year plan for a 10-year vacation. In 10 years, I'm taking a vacation. 10 years, I'm going to retire. You take the shot, folks. You'll be retired quicker than you think. Okay? You have to understand that. Now, back to the article here. Basically, it's going to be all kinds of social activities. It's going to be going to a movie theater, restaurant, bar, concert hall, and all the rest, explained Mark Perman. And that's from France's 24, French political editor. Is the Biden regime conspiring with Macron to attempt similar mandates here in the United States? Well, I think he is. There is some sort of speculation, perhaps China Joe will attempt something similar here in the United States that will immediately act the right of the American citizens under the Second Amendment to protect themselves from enemies, foreign, domestic. A lot of people don't know that. In the Constitution of the United States, folks, you have the right to keep and bear arms under the United States, under this Second Amendment of the Constitution. Should that be invoked, enemies, both foreign and domestic, a citizen here in the United States has the right to defend themselves. Period. End of story. It's a constitutional right. So you have to understand, it's also believed that behind closed doors, meetings are taking place and strategies implementing a mandatory ejection, else that France is testing ground for the mass genocide endeavor. Despite the wide social differences at the core, French nationalists are close in ideology. Our ideology alignment with Americans, reports conservative Treehouse. France is one of few states in the Western Europe remnant of the national consciousness. Keep a close eye on this, folks. It would not surprise me to see U.S. government watching the French public react, engage when they can begin to commit a similar dictate. You have to understand, I refuse to, on a personal note, I refuse to give in to this warmongering regime. I will stand my ground. God help them. Please believe this in the core of our souls. There are more of us among them. They aren't going to win this. God is on our side, folks. God is truly on our side. God will win in the end. God always wins in the end, folks. And I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. The link will be down below for your own reference. You can read the whole article in its context. I kind of paraphrased and summarized, as I usually do on my podcast. Try to save a little time. I got a lot of information I want to give to you, and it's kind of easier that way. So if you want to go down redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews, and there in the description, you'll see a link, and you can click the whole article, and again, you can read at your leisure. So before I conclude, folks, I just want to say, if you've not given your life to Jesus Christ yet and invited him into yours, I want to just say a prayer for you. And if you can find a quiet space in your house, in your closet, in your car, somewhere, maybe even in the bathroom for 2 or 3 minutes, and if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, I don't care where you are, just stop for just 2 or 3 minutes here. That's all it's going to take. It's very fast. I want to say a prayer, and I want you to just repeat after me. If you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ, I want to invite you right now to do so. And just follow with me and just say this prayer. Okay? Just say, repeat after me. Just say, Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God and that you died on the cross to rescue me from sin and death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask you take your rightful place in my life as Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart. Fill me with your love and your life and help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And congratulations, folks, if you just prayed that prayer. If you just prayed that prayer. Congratulations. I commend you. And I want to just say your next step would be to get a hold of a good Bible. A lot of people have asked me over time here the last couple months, Eric, what kind of Bible do I get? Get a good Christian Bible. Get a Bible that preaches the Word of God. I tell people, my own personal preference, I go with a King James Version, 1611 edition or earlier. And somebody say, well, why do you do that, Eric? There's millions of, yeah, that's true. There's millions of Bible. Just get a Bible, folks. The only reason I do that, and that's my own personal, hang up, would be I believe that in the Bible, it's less, how can I put this? It's just, over the years, these publishing companies that's published the Bible and these interpretations of the Bible, sometimes they have a tendency to alter them slightly. And I believe personally, and again, this is my own personal belief, that the King James Version is a little more pure. I'm not saying it's perfect, because it's not. It's certainly not. But I believe wholeheartedly the King James Version is a little more pure, than most of the Bibles. And I'm not saying that to be in a Bible authoritarian or anything else like that, a religious scholar, because I'm not. I'm not, folks. But again, just get yourself a Bible. Get yourself a good King James Version or a Holy Bible and start reading it. And then the next thing you want to do is get in a good Christian church, one that preaches the Word of God, one that preaches the Trinity, which is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Just in a good Christian church. That's the key right there. Then eventually, you'll want to, as you're reading the Bible, and even if you read a couple pages, if you're excited, then tell somebody about it. Please tell a family member, tell a friend, tell a coworker, tell a spouse, tell a child, tell somebody about the Bible, tell somebody about Jesus Christ. Tell him as you go forth and you get to know him by reading the Word of God in the Bible. And that's how you get to know somebody. And then eventually you'll want to get into a good Christian church, as I said, folks. That's real good. Be around people of like, kind mind. That's always most important to do that, to get into a good Christian church, to be around believers in God. And that's the best way to help you and give you encouragement, to help give you strength, to help celebrate, and then also the be with you when times are not so good. You want to be around people of like kind mind, good Christians, good fellows, good Christian brother and sisters in Christ. So let me know what you think of the podcast, folks. Again, the link I'm going to put down below in the description, okay? There's the full link to the article, and you can read that at your leisure again. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric, and this is End Time World News, and you can find me online. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. And one more time, it's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. And I'm your host, Eric. Like, share, subscribe. Be well, be safe. Most importantly, folks, in these trying times that we live right now, God bless you and your family. And if you said the prayer, especially the prayer of salvation, God bless you. I love you. Thank you very much for following. Be well, be safe, and God bless you and all your family, folks. I'm out of here. See ya. Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.